the sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatul alayh, has stated in his maktubat, in his writings, he has stated, and the pious predecessors alhamdulillah have stated this and shared this, that the Naqshbandi silsila, the Naqshbandi order, it is a very unique and beautiful gift that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to this ummah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a unique thing to this ummah, the Mujaddadi silsila. Because through this silsila, an individual, the salik, the student, always gets Allah Ta'ala's qurb, his name is. It's a spark, the lessons of the Naqshbandi silsila, the Naqshbandi school, are very different to the other schools, to the other salasil, to the other orders. They are proven from hadith that the people, between people and Allah, there are 70,000 veils. 70,000 veils, you can say, between Allah and His servants. In other words, that's how far a person is distant from his Lord. 70,000 veils, or barriers, you can say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give ma'rifah, nearness to His servant, Allah has prepared in His body the means so He can adopt and get close to His Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached seven, you can say, doors to our body, that through those doors an individual can get to Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness. These are called lataif, the lessons, the points. Latifa qalb, latifa dhahar, latifa ruh, saw, latifa sar, latifa khafi, latifa akhfa, latifa nafs, latifa qalbiya. These are the seven nasbaqs or lessons or points, the seven doors which Allah Ta'ala has attached, fitted to His servant. The mashayikh Naqshband, the Naqshbandi teachers, alhamdulillah, take their students through these doors to Allah Ta'ala. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So what a preparation, that when a person takes the first lesson, latifa qalb, I'm telling you, that which Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatullah alay has written in his maktubat, very unique learning, and he has shared. So he said that the first lesson, when a person reaches to latifa qalb, and when he gets the lesson on latifa qalb, then subhanAllah, that first lesson from the 70,000, 10,000 of the veils are removed. Yes? And with every latifa, with every lesson, every point, with every sabak, with that, when you get seven, then the 70,000 veils are removed. We get to that point, subhanAllah. So on the first sabak is latifa qalb, the lesson of the heart. And a person then starts to get immersed in the dhikr of Allah, and as his dhikr improves and increases and expands, then he attains fanayat, nearness to Allah, closeness to Allah, and the veils with Allah's hikmah and permission drop. To this point, that alhamdulillah, via that latifa, that lesson, he arrives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness. Then when he arrives to Allah ta'ala's nearness, then he attains the benefits of this, the many benefits in that first lesson. So what I'm trying to say is, and all of these things are feelings. Remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given us the enjoyment of these feelings. For example, when you eat an apple, you enjoy it, isn't it? Tasty. You want to eat more. If you eat an orange, you like it, you want to eat more. When you eat a banana, Allah's put the taste, the enjoyment, you want to eat more. Everything, when you eat, consume, there's a taste. In everything, Allah Ta'ala has given a taste. And that taste increases our desire and our want. And to attain that taste, we eat that commodity again. That item again, that produce again, if the stomach is full. But for taste, you say, oh, let me have some more. So in the same way, everything in the world that you see, it's not tasteless. It's not tasteless. That's why a person gets lost in the dunya, in the world. You know, we eat pilau, rice, gosht, mutton, meat, and sweet rice. Why? Because there's a taste inherent. If we take the taste buds out of our tongue, will you eat anything? No, you'll never eat. So it's the taste that attracts you to the food. Allah has instilled this into all the foods. Allah's mercy and blessings is due to the taste that a person's life becomes nice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, the taste of His qurb, nearness, Allah is hidden. Allah is kept hidden. Because if my servant attains the taste of Allah's qurb in the world, then he will stop doing everything else. Allah's ma'rifah, imagine Allah's ma'rifah, is taste, it's enjoyment. Imagine that feeling, that taste. So when the servant is progressing through the lessons, the spark. Remember, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afthani Rahmatullah has explained that this whole silsila is tasteless. You don't feel that taste. Yes, remember, there's no taste here. And as soon as a person passes away and he was on lesson number one or the second lesson or the third lesson, alhamdulillah, and he passes away, Allah knows best that he could, while he's learning the lessons, he could die after, if he's on the first or the second or the third and he passes away. When he passes away, then alhamdulillah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the taste of that latifa. Allah will expose to him, unravel to him the taste of the latifa, the lesson, that point that he was on. And then people have seen kashf and vision for those people that, don't ask what's the enjoyment. Don't ask what enjoyment there was of that dhikr that we did in the dunya. The beauty and the taste. So what's the reason for this? The reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests His servants, isn't it? Or is it not? That when Allah Ta'ala tests somebody and a person is successful in the test, after that he gets promotion, progression, isn't it? When you complete the challenge. So if you're just running after test, taste and enjoyment, the same as the apple, the banana, that there's a taste here and he's eating and he's enjoying. So we'll only do dhikr then when the taste comes. Say subhanallah. And if that taste comes, I say that all night long you sit and continue to do dhikr of Allah. So you won't be doing it for Allah, will you? You're doing it for what? For the taste, for that enjoyment, for that experience. Allah says, no, that I want to keep the taste away from you hidden. What I want to see is that how much yaqeen do you have on this point? Allahu Akbar. How much yaqeen that I am your Rabb and that you are my servant? Subhanallah. How much yaqeen do you have for this? Allah says, I want to see this. This is what I want to see. That whether you feel or not, have the taste or not, this is the statement of Hazrat, whether you enjoy or not, whether you have the taste or not, whether you feel like it or whether your desire is there or not, but if you're doing dhikr at that time, then that's a great achievement and action itself. Subhanallah. So never think that, there's no taste here, there's no enjoyment here, there's no benefit here. I'm not getting anything, I'm not benefiting, I'm just doing this for nothing. What we do is not, we're not for a reason, I'm not getting enjoyment. No, but that person is getting the effect in his body, the emotions are being improved. It's not the case that this is not happening, there's not a result, but it's in a different way. In a different way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills those good things into a person. So the more a person has no desire for taste, no conditions, no preconditions for enjoyment and taste, and he's doing dhikr regularly, then consider that he has a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very high status, high level. This is your test. Brothers, we all have a test. My brothers, whatever happens, don't let this tasbih drop from your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's given you the tasbih of the Naqshbandi silsila, don't let the tasbih drop from your hands. Subhanallah, that's it. Whenever you're sitting, morning, evening, enjoying or not, your focus is here or there, you're speaking to other people, your nafs is telling you something else, your desires, your thoughts, your bad thoughts, and females, girls, this and that, other things, and immodest thoughts, and naked women, etc. Many thoughts come into a person's mind, isn't it? Many thoughts, lots of different thoughts and various things. Whatever the thoughts are, then consider, understand for sure that alhamdulillah, that is how close you are to Allah. The more you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why? Because the enemy is distracting you from the remembrance. If you're not close to Allah, then why should the enemy work hard on you? And he's got a danger. Let me take him away from this action of dhikr. He's getting very close to Allah. Allah's given him the strength to instill the waswasa. He injects the waswasa, whispering and negative thoughts into a person's mind. Remember this point. That Allah Ta'ala has given him total strength and power. He will not leave us till the end, the last second. Because his mission is to make us distant from Allah. And our duty is that's it. Alhamdulillah. Nothing else. Make our iman so strong and solid with the dhikr of Allah, that whatever there is, our function is one, to remember our Mawla. That's it. End of story. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, given us the tariqah, the methodology, He's given us the path, and we don't need to look here, left and right. That's it. 5 times salah, alhamdulillah, leave the sins, Allah gives the tawfiq to leave the sins, person is trying, if he commits a sin, no problem, then stop himself. Then if he commits a sin again, then stop and restart. We're human beings, isn't it? It's not that you say, Nabi, oh, I'm not doing tasbih, I've done sin, I've committed sin, I can't do dhikr. Allah's given a great cure. A great cure. Very easy cure. Do ghusl. Do ghusl. Bathe. What is that? Bathe. What type of bath is that? What type of cleaning is that? What's the ghusl? Allah's given the ghusl, the cleaning after sinning. Allah says, do istighfar straight away. Repent straight away. And you'll have your ghusl. You'll be purified, cleansed. Then take the tasbih. Then you're dirty again. The dirt has attached, the stains come back on the cloth. Then do ghusl again. Have a bath again. Purify yourself. Again, sit in the company of your sheikh, of your teacher. Subhanallah. All the sins will be removed and cleaned and purified. Person comes to the company of the teacher, his sins are removed again. Subhanallah. Yes. So you say, oh, this has happened, I've done zina, I've stolen, I've committed sins. And you turn the car, I'm telling you the tariqa method, you've done zina, you committed impure action, bad action. He stated, oh, here's my sheikh, where's he doing dhikr at this moment of time? And take the phone out, look at the screen, where's the majlis tonight, where's the jamaat sitting? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. And then take your car towards that direction. Shaitan will say, oh, are you ashamed? You've done zina, you're going to go to the majlis. But just turn your car in that direction. And focus your car on that, come and sit in the majlis. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. When that majlis concludes, the seal is stamped on your back, you're forgiven. Subhanallah. Sins have gone, removed, they've been annihilated. There's a very great couplet poem somebody's written, the sins forget the sins. How can the sins dare? And then Shaitan will say, oh, leave this man. How can I make him influence him to sin? He's foolish. He's elevating his level even more after sinning. I won't go after him to do sin because he knows the solution. So in the end, ultimately what will happen? Shaitan will run away as well. He'll scarper and all your sins will be eliminated for forever. So my brothers, Allah's mercy, great mercy on us. What a great favor of Hazrat Ali Murtaza, my Shaykh, Hazrat Badi Hazrat Sahab. What great favor of his. Can we repay his favor? That his assistant to us, what a path he has prescribed for us. That we don't know whether we're in Medina or Makkah or Bolton, where are we sitting? There's no differentiation. We're sitting, enjoying, remembering Allah. We are washing our sins every second, every moment. I'm telling you, I've told you this before as well, that for example, everyone is the people, all the saliks, those who have done tawbah, the students who are sitting doing dhikr. If a person hasn't learned dhikr, then learn today is a great statement. To learn the latifas, do dhikr, foolish. We shouldn't be foolish and be ashamed. If you're listening and you've not done dhikr, today 70,000 veils, 10,000 veils will be removed. Alhamdulillah, due to the first sabak. Lesson number one. I'm not telling you this. This is a great news from behind, from my Hazrat Sahib. How do they get removed? What's their maqam? Where does a person go to? This, there's no taste. There's no experience. We cannot know that. But this happens in tasawwuf, in this subject of the deen, with the fadl of Allah. That's how close a person gets to his Rabb. And that's what Allah Ta'ala said. Allah Ta'ala said that He's given an immediate effect. That a person who does dhikr of Allah remembers Allah, and a person who doesn't do dhikr, there's a difference. That those who don't do dhikr are deceased, and those who do dhikr are alive. Allah said that straight away. Tell me, is a person not deceased if he doesn't do dhikr? The person, if he's doing dhikr, the veils are being removed, the veils of ma'rifah, he's sitting in dhikr and the veils are dropping, eliminated. Move back. And the person who hasn't learned dhikr, learn brothers, don't waste this time. Just jump into the ocean of dhikr, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow your life will be made with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's grace. Let's do dua. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.
Dua khala, bismillah, alhamdulillah. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم اغفر لنا وذنوبنا وتب علينا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا له من يغفر يا الله ان مجالس کو ایسی قائم فرمانا یا اللہ یا اللہ جو نعمتیں تو نے عطا فرمائی میرا مولا ہمارے گناہوں کے سبب سے ہم سے چھین نہ لینا میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں ہدایت پہ قائم رکھنا میرے مولا ہمیں اس پہ استقامت نصیب فرمانا مرتے دم تک میرے مولا مجالس ذکر نصیب فرمانا یا اللہ تمام مصائب سے خطرے جتنے بھی خطرہ ذہن میں پیدا ہوتے ہیں میرے مولا ہمیں ان سے بچانا, شیطان کے وساوس سے بچانا ہے میرے مولا, ہمارے ایمان کو مضبوط کرنا, ہمارے عقیدے کو مضبوط کرنا ہے یا اللہ, ہمارے عقیدے کو محبت مضبوط کرنا, اس راستے میں چلنے والے جتنی بھی چیزیں میرے مولا ان کو مضبوط فرما دے یا اللہ, تیرے کرم کیا تیرا فضل کا معاملہ ہے میرے مولا, ہم بہت کمزور ہیں میرے مولا, شیطان اور نفس سب وقت ہمارے ساتھ ہے, بنا کرم فرمانے مولا اس راستے پہ ہمیں قائم رکھ یا اللہ, اس راستے پہ ہمیں قائم رکھ یا اللہ, ہمیں واپس نہ کرنا اس راستے سے میرے مولا, ہمیں واپس نہ بھیجنا میرے مولا, یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے رحم سے میرے مولا مشائخ نقشبند کے سلسلے سے ہمیں محبت پیدا فرما, مزید تر محبت فرمائے میرے مولا, اسی سلسلے کے ساتھ ہمیں اٹھا میرے مولا, یا اللہ ہم سے جو گناہ ہو جائیں تو معاف فرماتا جائے, ہم قطع گار ہیں, گناہ گار ہیں, سیاہ گار ہیں میرے مولا, غلطی ہم سے ضرور ہوتی ہیں, ہوتی رہیں گی میرے مولا, لیکن تیری رحمت کے امیدوار ہیں, تیری کرم کے امیدوار ہیں, تیرے فضل کے امیدوار ہیں, اے میرے مولا ان غلطیوں کے باوجود تو نے ہمیں یہ راستہ دکھا دیا, اپنا نام لینا سکھا دیا, اپنے دوستوں سے ملا دیا, میرے مولا آئندہ بھی ہمیں بچاتا چلا جا, یا اللہ ہم پہ رحم کرتا چلا جا, یا اللہ ہمارا سینے جو وساوس سے پر ہوئے ہیں, شیطان نفس ہمیں پریشان کرتا ہے میرے مولا, ہماری حفاظت فرما دے یا اللہ, ہمیں حفاظت فرما دے یا اللہ, ہمیں اتنا مضبوط کر دے, ہمارا یقین اتنا مضبوط کر دے میرے مولا, ہمارے ایمان ہمارے اتنا رچ بچ جائے ہمارے دل کے اندر میرے مولا, کہ ہر بات پہ ہمارا یقین پختہ ہوتا چلا ہے میرے مولا, یا اللہ اپنی محبت سے نواز دے, اپنی معرفت سے نواز دے میرے مولا, یا اللہ اپنے دوستوں کی محبت عطا فرما جو تجھ سے محبت کرتے ہیں اور تو ان سے محبت کرتا ہے میرے مولا, ان کی صحبتیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا, خدمتیں نصیب فرما, ان کی اطاعت نصیب فرما, کی محبتیں نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری آج اس مجلس کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, یا اللہ ہماری پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, یا اللہ دونوں لوگوں کے دلوں کو رجوع فرما اپنی طرف, اپنے ذکر کی طرف میرے مولا, وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, والسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.